evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den live from the WTBQ studio in Warwick, New York. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being bit by a dog. You are listening to us on 93.5 FM or WTBQ.com, or perhaps the replay in 3 months from now on the Davin's Den Facebook page when I get around to loading it. If you want to join in, this is our last show of November. You can call us at 845-651-1110 or instant message us on the Davin's Den Facebook page. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and I am joined by Montclair State alum Pip Helix.
Yay!
Yes. Richard Ball is working the ones and the twos for the next few minutes.
Yes. Oh, he's counting down the moments.
He's taking off layers of clothing as we speak.
we're on
the clock.
We're hoping he's counting down the moments until he worked with us. He's counting down the moments until he could get away from us.
I don't blame us.
Don't either.
In transit tonight is Joe Carey. He will be here very shortly. So we look forward to Joe joining us. It's been quite a while since we've seen him.
Yes, it will. Noel, wait a minute. No, last week was us. And
yes.
Then the week before that, he was here, right?
Okay, who cares?
Okay.
Really? You're going to stop the show for that, really?
Sorry.
You know what? You've got the same timing as Curry.
I know. Comedy genius.
It is great that I tried to do radio with the handicapped. Later on in the show, we got a big call coming in. Regis Philbin will be calling in later on, so that's exciting. He's got one more show with Kelly Ripa. Kelly Ripa. That's my Regis.
She's ripped.
Yeah, she's... I'd like to... Anyway. Also, we're as a tribute to our lead-in, the great John Tesh, we'll be providing a little intelligence for your life. It's a way where men can prevent cancer. So you're going to want to stick around for that.
Very little intelligence for your life, but it'll be some.
We're giving you as much intelligence as we have.
We're giving it all.
And also, we're going to be covering your story. A former adult film star and Entourage star, Sasha Grey, read stories to the kids. And I'm sure that was heartwarming.
I think it was something warming for the dads that found out about that.
Oh,
sorry.
So, big holiday coming up. Biggest one of the year.
I know.
Black Friday. Ready?
No.
You're not ready?
No, I'm not ready.
You don't do the Black Friday?
I don't do the Black Friday.
Oh, I do the Black Friday.
Do you?
Yeah, I go shopping for black people. Throw them in my car.
Yeah.
Thing is with me, I always buy the wrong black guy because I buy them for my wife.
You're getting them on discount. What do you want?
Yeah, but it's always too big. I got to return it. I still got the black guys from last year.
Yeah, I know. That closet is really full.
It's full of black. So here's what I got. I have a very close friend of mine. She's a chubby white girl. I think I'm going to re-gift the black guy, because chubby white girls like black guys.
They do like the black guys.
And so does Richard Ball. Thank you for the applause, sir.
Why do you think I take so long hanging up my coat when I go over your house?
For the black guy in the closet?
Yeah.
Well, you're hanging it on his. Well, you know. He's always very excited to see you.
Yes, and I'm short, so it's a perfect match.
Yeah, well, you know. Not the size of the black guy. It's how you use them.
That's right.
So you're not doing the Black Friday?
No. As a matter of fact, the only time that I shop on Black Friday is by accident. You know, like...
Really? You stumble into a cavalcade of people?
I did. I totally forgot it was, you know, quote-unquote Black Friday. And I was like, oh, you know what? That's right. I did need to go. And I went to Harbin Discount.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just had to pick up a couple of items. And I saw this stampede going towards the Kmart, and I thought, what is going on? And the lady...
listen, when you're excited for Kmart's discount, it is time to punch out, Maverick.
It's really sad. You are like the bottom feeder.
Well, the blue light special. Wow. I can get the Sylvania 18.5-inch TV.
18.5-inch. Ooh, God.
No, not the black guy.
Sylvania. I'm sorry. I'm still stuck in the last topic.
I was never a Black Friday guy. Past couple years, all about it. Woodbury Commons at midnight, waking up early. We got the Staples because you get a bunch of good stuff at Staples.
You got Staples.
The Walmart. Maybe I'm going to get a new TV. Maybe because you know what? We have the 27-inch JVC, not a flat screen. Usually a pretty good screen. Unfortunately, every time I watch Family Guy, there's a big green spot on Brian.
Oh, man.
So,
it's like now the picture tube is starting to go.
So this might be the year maybe get a new laptop, a little technology. Love the Black Friday.
Oh, you know, I really could use one of those. I don't have one. But I'm not into upgrading the computer screen or the TV. That everything has become flat, flat. What's wrong with having a big back end? I don't have a problem with that.
Listen, if you can get flat, you want flat. A big back end, you know what? It just gets bigger over time.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, you don't want a big back end.
Takes a lot of room on the table.
But how sad is this, though? How sad is this that this is what we look forward to? We're such a consumer-driven society. Oh, the shopping. I can't wait to get all the circulars. I need to go online and search and try to get them early so I can play. Then me and my wife, we get together like losers, and we have like a mission statement and a strategy, and then we try to go online early and do it, and we leave my daughter with her parents so we can do more shopping because she's just going to slow us down. You know what? We don't want to lose anybody in the shopping experience, and she's just going to be trampled. You got to put her in the little stroller. But then you can't wield in and out amongst all the crazy shoppers.
No, you can't. You know what? But you have to, next year, you have to look forward to bringing her with because you got to toughen her up.
We brought her with.
You have?
She's a handicap.
And she came back out?
Bringing her to Black Friday is like doing radio with Joe Perry. You can do it, but it's going to be like a 40-pound weight is around your neck.
Wrong.
What if Joe heard that?
Oh, there he is.
I didn't even. Oh, well, you'll probably hear that on an 8-second delay. I just zapped you good.
He's going to whack it. He's going to whack him in the head in an 8-second delay.
Joe Curry just welcomed to the studio.
Here it comes. Yeah, I just figured out.
Other people get Justin Bieber. We get Joe Curry.
Yeah. We do.
All right, Joe. Well, that's me, you dummy.
Shut up. Get away.
All right. No, we were just talking about Black Friday, Joe.
Okay.
And and Pip suggested that I bring Skylar with us, and we've done that before, and she's a handicap. I compare going Black Friday shopping with
going Black shopping?
We talked about that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we talked about that.
You missed that. You should listen to the station when you get
in
the parking
lot. I tried
to.
I couldn't pick it up.
Yeah, well, don't listen to the AM. It's nighttime. It goes to sleep.
Thank you. No, I remember.
No, you got to listen to the FM at night.
Are you kidding me?
No, FCC. That's why I don't even plug the 1110 at night.
I do both. I didn't know that.
Yeah, AM stations have to power down at night.
Well, not all of them.
Not all of them, but some of them.
They have to power down?
Yeah, they do. Because
Joe's listening to static. He's like, wow, these guys finally sound good.
Now, I'm no engineer. No, Rich, help
neither,
me out.
Neither's Rich, but
stupid stuff.
Neither's Rich. Just watch the phone ring and watch the confusion.
No, but there's
that blinking light. What does it do?
He's calling Frank. Oh, no. They're both staring at
He's seizing something in the tongue depressor.
Next thing you know, they're calling Adam, who's the intern in college. How did you handle this situation?
I picked it up.
What?
What is this thing you talk about?
But in all fairness to our beloved Richard and Frank, it's not like when we go to the compound, Anthony's really swift with the equipment either.
He's reaching over. It's
Anthony's drunk.
His hand reaching over and grabbing at the
There's
board.
There's just like a horrible echo going on.
Nobody knows.
God forbid we work with somebody who knows what they're doing. They would probably figure out that we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, it's a secret.
Shh. Nobody's supposed to know that.
So I was comparing Black Friday shopping with Skylar to doing radio with you. It's like having a 40-pound weight against you, dragging you down.
And just like on cue, you burst into
you
the
You could
door.
Do it. There's moments where it's endearing, but a lot of time you're just sweaty
you
and frustrated.
You would have a ball shopping with me on Black Friday.
Yeah, I just don't have a ball doing radio with you.
Really?
No, of course I love
of course.
You. I'm glad you're back.
How could you say such a mean thing? Hold on. What's that T-shirt?
It's underneath because I took off.
Oh,
my
New Jersey Devil. Okay, I didn't know what that said.
Really? You got your nice little race cars on your tie?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's cranberry. It matches the sauce you're going to be eating in a couple of days. Really? Stop it. Are you a gay fashion designer?
No, it looks dope. It just didn't look like I pulled it out of the hamper on the way out.
Pull this out of the hamper on the way out.
That looks like Speed Racer's car.
No, it's a Dodge Rifle.
It's not a podcast. Nobody cares what we're wearing.
Oh, I know. Stupid. I'm wearing a lovely black shirt.
I love Frank has manned the helm.
And a scarf with little sugar skulls all over it.
If you would like to call in, you will now be talking to the boss man, Frank Truett.
Truett.
The boss is command.
I would say Frank would be talking to us, but I've done this way too long to know that Frank will avoid talking to us at any cost.
Even when we're talking to him.
So there's a little brouhaha going on with the Target workers because they start the Black Friday early and earlier now.
Oh, you know, it is ridiculous.
Well, hold on. Let me say the story
before
you say it's ridiculous. They want the Target...
I read your mind.
They want the people who work at Target to come in at 11 p.m. on Thanksgiving so they get ready for the Black Friday sale. And the people who work at Target are very upset by this. I mean, they're getting paid time and a half, so it's probably, what, $12.50?
Yeah.
But hang on a second now. That's Thanksgiving night.
And it's 11 o'clock Thanksgiving night.
And are they going to just be preparing for Black Friday, or are they going to be open for business?
I think they're preparing.
because I got the feeling from the article that they were saying they were open for business.
Well, either way, you know what? That's the deal when you work in retail.
Oh.
And you know, but and it's 11 o'clock at night. It's like, what are you going back for? Your sixth helping of stuffing?
Yes.
It's about time you got off your fat butt. Football's over. Get to work.
You run a tough Target, let me tell you.
Well,
come
I know.
On. You're working at Target. Clearly, you don't have high career ambitions, or you're kind of at the bottom of the working food chain.
Well, no. Sometimes, you know, you can't help that people are trying to make money.
But
a
no,
job
you
is
know,
a job.
I'd be upset if they said, hey, you got to come in at 8. Or you got to come in at 3 p.m. It's 11 o'clock at night. Really. It's an excuse to get away from your family,
okay.
if anything.
Well, yeah, and we
and they're paying
that.
Listen, it kind of stinks, but you know this is the busy season. I bet some of these people were hired specifically for this time of the year.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely a lot of holiday workers
out
there.
So, I mean, I don't think they should make them do it in the middle of the day or the early evening. 11 o'clock at night, you're getting paid time and a half. You know this is the busiest time of the year. You kind of have to suck it up.
What about people that have to work on Thanksgiving? Your waitresses when you go to a restaurant, if you go to a restaurant, or your police?
Well, this isn't even – we're not talking about though. Well, the police. Yeah, they have to work.
Okay. What about somebody that works in a restaurant?
Listen, if you're going to a diner, I mean, listen, the lonely have to eat someplace.
Yeah, well, it's your job. I think I'm going to a diner.
Wait a second. You know how many times I've eaten Thanksgiving at a diner?
I've eaten
it. Worst Thanksgiving ever. Me and Johnny Watts in the middle of Minneapolis, Minnesota for a month eating Thanksgiving dinner at the Old Country Buffet.
Oh, man.
That is depressing. Not that Johnny didn't do his Thanksgiving. Look, his Thanksgiving best.
Did he carve?
No, some Filipino carved.
You were working Thanksgiving, and you were...
We were years ago. I don't know if you remember this. Johnny Watson, who's another... He actually did the first Davin's Den with me.
Right.
We were away for a month doing some corporate stuff in Minnesota, and we were away from our families for Thanksgiving. So we went to the Old Country Buffet. I'm sure we tipped very well. I do appreciate the people who work on the holidays.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
I do a lot.
I'm looking for... I mean, that's kind of a weird Thanksgiving memory. I love Thanksgiving. It's probably my favorite holiday because it's just, like, always, like, family and food. One of those is better than the other, but they're still good.
it depends on which family you're in, which one's better.
You have the family member that has to tell a whole story about what they're bringing out. These are yams. I got them at Walbombs. Now, the seasoning I got at Target. I got them here.
Did they get a Target on Black Friday?
I made two different dishes.
Do I call you when I'm all done with it? Look, you know, it's
well, do you prepare anything?
No, I prepare.
Maybe if you prepared something, you'd be a little proud of yourself.
Maybe you'd be telling long stories.
I don't cook.
You eat.
So maybe
if you cooked, you'd be proud of what you did.
I guess I would. Believe me, I can't cook. No, I would not be proud of what I did.
Wait, okay. but you eat. You're proud of that?
Oh, yeah.
You walk around rubbing your belly, burping.
Oh, yeah.
And
he gets ready for Santa Claus season.
But you know what? We really had a family thing in the past couple of years.
So it's just going to be you and the missus?
Yeah. I don't even know what we're doing. Since my father-in-law passed away last week. Thank you for condolences, people. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing. We could probably be going to McDonald's or something like that.
I mean, if I was having it at my house, you'd definitely be invited. I can see if you can come to my mother-in-law's. I'm cooking, so.
No, thanks.
Here's how I got screwed. I don't mind cooking for Thanksgiving. I hate the travel. I hate having to schlep.
Oh,
I know. It's like an hour plus to get down there. So now I got to do the cooking. I'm cooking like a turkey for 16 people, maybe 18 if you guys want to come. So I got to wake up at 5 a.m. because they all want my turkey because I make a juicy turkey. I'm with the basting and the margarining and keeping it all.
Oh, really? You're hardcore, huh?
I'm a hardcore turkey baster.
Really?
Hold on a second. I know you're not kosher, but you know what my dad showed me what to do? You cover the whole turkey with bacon. Oh, dear God.
Yeah, I don't think my Orthodox parents would probably be participating in that. Wow, this is the smokiest turkey ever.
It's covered with bacon. Shalom.
It's the sin turkey.
Here you go, Dad. Have some of the parv ham hock.
Really?
Oh, man.
No, I got
oopsie daisy.
I use the Fleischmann's margarine because it's made with the vegetable oil.
Okay.
You baste the turkey before it. So now I got to wake up at 5 a.m. I got to do the whole turkey thing. I'm going to be preparing it all day. And then I got to schlep it up for a road trip.
Awesome.
And then that means I got to drive home too. It stinks. I'm getting screwed. I would have everybody over to my house, but the radio station money doesn't pay as much as you would think it would. So my house isn't big enough for that. So I'm doing the cooking, and my wife volunteered. volunteered me.
Oh.
You want to know something? Usually I come up with a witty comment and like...
That really? Happens. What show are you talking about?
Where have you been?
It really does stink, though.
Right. It does. I'm getting screwed. I'm getting the worst of both. Like, if I didn't have to cook and I had to travel, bad enough. But now I have to, I don't mind the cooking.
Yeah.
I like putting together a feast, and my wife helps, and we did it. We're good at it. But I just don't... And the in-laws are cooking some, and my sister-in-law's cooking some. But I'm cooking the turkey. That's the one that involves the heavy... And my wife's like, well, you know, I'll wake up early and do it. Really? You volunteered me because I cook such a great turkey. You've never cooked a turkey. We're going to let you handle that? I don't think so.
Do you know, like, how the media paints Thanksgiving like is this happy family time? I have never known a Thanksgiving without stress. We used to have to go to Long Island to my aunt's house in Brooklyn. And we had to go all the time because my uncle had a bad back. He couldn't come out to us. And my mother, we'd get there late, and all you hear is my mother yelling at my aunt, and my aunt yelling at my mother, and, you know, there's not enough raviolis for me because we got there late.
Joe's like, open up a can of Chef Boyardee.
I know, chowing down on a cold.
If you're Italian, it's all about the pasta. Turkey is secondary.
Really? Is that what the pilgrims had when they came? Is that what the Indians gave them?
They came from Italy. They become a rigatoni. Let me tell you, it's shells. Yeah.
How do we grow vermicelli in these fields?
Wait a minute. I thought the big thing was lasagna.
Oh, well, it depends on the house. Lasagna could be, at my house, it's always been the stuffed shells.
Okay.
Stuffed shells rule. End of story.
They do.
I have all the stuffed shells I could, and then a turkey, not so much.
Not really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, if you people are listening, and I know you are, if you guys want to share your Thanksgiving memories, give us a call at 845-651-1110, or you can instant message us if you want, or you could just listen to us rant like maniacs.
Or you can hang out the window here.
Sure.
Wave.
The Mexican's not doing the lawn. It's dark, so.
He's got a flashlight.
Joe, here's how you know things from now on. When we don't have a Mexican doing the lawn, no AM. That'll be your barometer
from now on. That's how you know.
That's how you know. Just got
if you
that?
If you walk into the studio really and you don't mic. Hear you don't hear like a leaf blower going, then forget it.
No way.
FM.
Have you guys ever been to the parade?
Yeah, I went once.
I went once, too.
Yeah, I went because my friend was from out of town, from Arizona, and she was like, oh, I want to go to the parade. I really want to see it. I was like, you understand that we watch it from home on the TV, don't you? And she's like, no, I really always wanted to see it. So I was like, fine. It is raining like crazy. And this other guy that we knew was from England. We are standing, stuck up against the I cannot speak tonight.
You were just doing some phenomenal radio right there. Your adjectives and descriptions.
Woo!
You never hear me babble.
No, we hear you stammer.
Yeah, we're just backed up against the storefront, and there's an overhang, and we're just crushed up against
the storefront.
You know
what it is? It's like the Yankees World Series parade with less exciting floats and worse weather.
Yeah, I always get excited.
There's no Mariano Rivera waving from the Macy's turkey.
But I get excited when something gets loose and crushes somebody. Whee! Now it's a party.
Yeah, no, when Woody Woodpecker goes rogue and, like, goes into the lamp.
Yeah, kills somebody. Boom.
I went to it once, too. We were upstairs in a building. So that's the way to do it.
That is the way to do it.
You know, I even tried to get my daughter to watch it last year or a year before. Even she knows it stinks. I'm all about the football. Give me the football. Although, usually the first game is the Lions, and they stink, usually. Mm. They're pretty good this year, but they're stinking again now, so I'm sure they'll ruin Thanksgiving.
There was a tradition, and I don't know if they still do it, but I remember Channel 9 used to always show King Kong.
What a fine tradition that is.
Well, I'm just telling you.
And then
Kong grabbed John Smith and Sacagawea and Pocahontas and climbed up the Empire State Building.
Sacagawea wasn't there yet.
I don't know that
Lewis
many.
Lewis and Clark met Sacagawea later.
You're right. I don't know that many Native American Indians. I threw them all. It was a good pickup by you. I couldn't sneak that by you.
I know. I think Sacagawea was a goer, you know?
What do you mean you think she was a goer?
She split with two guys to go west.
Maybe she just kept on trying to run away from them. They kept on chasing. She's going through woods. They're going to the Grand Canyon. These guys are still on my tail.
Are you a goer? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Say no more.
I think this Indian's a whore. I think she's going to open up a casino. Let's stick with her.
Let's stick with her.
She knows the way.
You follow me to ocean.
That was Asian sounding.
I know.
That was...
Wait a minute.
Was that a Japanese?
Well, it's tough to do, because if you do the Indian accent, you got to do it a female. You have to, you know, you and... You, never mind.
I'm going to start trying to describe my parade experience again.
Really?
Are you guys ready for Christmas on the radio and all the decoration? Are you guys ready for that?
No, I'm not. And it's shoving it down our throats once again. Let's start with all the Christmas stuff. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. Hold your horses.
You're all fired up.
Because I'm sick and tired of this whole stuff. They're just shoving Christmas down our throat.
I know. I get sick.
It's the war on Christmas. More Christmas.
Hey, don't get me wrong. I've got 15 Santa gigs booked, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
15 disappointed families.
Yes. As I sit there by a hearth reading a story.
All right, I'm saying something right now. You cannot plug your Santa gigs during these shows. You can't do it. You can plug your comedy. You can plug your band. You're not plugging Santa Claus.
I'm not.
No,
but you will.
No, I won't.
Please.
I'm not going to do that.
You would
be at the Smith House at 6:30 on December.
Everybody come on down.
Because you plugged your July one. I plugged
the July one because it was interesting. It was an interesting antidote that I was doing a Santa Claus gig in the middle of July. Now it's not so commonplace. It's pretty fun.
I'm not ready. I'm not ready for it. It's been
because
warm.
You're Jewish.
Well, there's that.
Yeah,
all you got to do is put the monorail out and put eight candles
on. The music
stinks.
give me the 8 day. Give me Adam Sandler. Give me the Snoopy Christmas song, and give me a Wham. The Wham one.
Wham.
Last Christmas. Do we have that, Frank? Can we play that? Can we get in the mood? Can TBQ be the first time I hear that?
I thought you were trying to say that Wham did a Hanukkah song, and now it was completely blowing my mind.
He was lighting candles, but they were a different type. Come here, Andy Ridgely.
Something was lighting up.
There we go. Everybody, get in the mood.
I can't believe all the nasty Christmas music I've listened to, and I've never heard
this. This is my favorite one.
Oh, can you see like George Michael setting up the stockings in the men's room, getting ready for the urinal, getting ready
for the lights,
tinsel over the stall,
waiting for the fellas to come on in.
They're no longer twinkle lights, they're tinkle lights.
Fellas, take a look what I have underneath the tree.
Yeah. Want to hang your stocking here?
Well, you a good boy? I have some coal for you. This is my favorite one. I know I'm not a huge Wham fan.
It doesn't surprise me.
Of course. I put myself in the barrel, but it's fine.
You're in a barrel, all right.
Is this a good song, Pip? Okay. Frank, is this a good song? Frank thinks it's okay because he actually had it when I needed it.
Very nice.
All right, Frank. Thank you for the music, sir. Well, I'm sure a couple of you drove into a cow listening to that.
Yeah,
but,
really.
All right,
it's over. Yes, thank you, baby Jesus, it's over.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus. Thank you, baby Jesus.
It doesn't really make me think of Jesus when I think of
Christmas? Yeah, that's what's
Yeah,
about.
But you know what? Christmas isn't even about Jesus anymore.
No, it's about Santa and presents.
No, it's about Secret Santa. What? I have to wrap this stapler and give to this schmo who I never talked to? Feldman in accounting. He's not even a Christian. Why do I have to give him something?
So get a little chocolate gelt. Everybody likes that. I didn't know what that was.
You didn't know?
I didn't know it was for Hanukkah. I gave it to Christians and
did you?
Little baskets. I did.
What's that?
And they looked at me like, are you for real? Yeah, I did.
That's right. For Hanukkah, I give the peeps because they're on sale.
Another Jews would understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
wow, you got this at 80% off.
Really?
Who are we to argue?
Well, yeah.
We understand what you did there. We're very pleased. We'll get the gelt in July. It'll be very...
Guilty.
You know, listen, you got to plan your strategy. There's a reason why we control the media. Except for this station. Oh, but we're plotting.
We're plotting.
You better slick with one eye open, Mr. Truett. We're circling.
Oh. I have to tell you something about Black Friday that I forgot to tell you.
All right.
When I was in Harmon and I was shopping,
uh-huh.
I realized that the reason that everybody was flooding into the Kmart was because it was Black Friday. And I said something to the cashier who happened to be African-American.
Mm-hmm.
And she went off on this whole rant about, I think that that's really unfair that they call it Black Friday. They're trying to make it something negative. I was like...
Well, it's not like they're stealing.
No,
stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If it's Black Friday, they're putting cinder blocks through windows and just taking what they want.
No, you know why they call it Black Friday, don't you?
Because you go into black.
Yeah, you go into the black. Yeah. It's a bookkeeping term.
Yeah, you know what? She's clearly part of the 99%.
I'm
guessing the bottom 3% of the 99%.
She was in the 3 percentile in her class. It was. I was like... as soon as she was...
Did she do the whole head bob?
Oh, she was blustering, making her neck work.
Why did you call it a Black Friday, fool? Why did you do it at that? Look at them all streaming in looking for pretty my much. Presents.
I was just hoping she was missing
some
of the items.
The fat, sweaty white manager who's like squeezed himself into a shirt that he hasn't fit in for 5 years has to come over and apologize for. He can't even close his little neck thing to put the tie on. He's apologizing
I'm
for
sorry,
the black.
I'm sorry that the word offends you. Shut up, boy! Bring him on in!
Button flies off his belly and smacks me right in the face. No, you know, I thought it was hysterical that it took all the air or the wind right out of her sails, which is like, oh. And then back to ringing up my stuff. No problem.
Well, now that we've talked about sassy black ladies, I think we need to take a moment to...
We need to stop and talk to the hand.
Yes, we're going to stop and talk to the hand. You're listening to WTBQ, Davin's Down TBQ. We're going to be back in a few minutes.
This is Davin Rosenblatt, host of Davin's Den and owner of the entertainment company Side Splitting Productions. Side Splitting Productions offers the best in live entertainment for your restaurant, social club, office party, or any special event. Whether it is live comedians, professional roasters, DJs, impersonators, magicians, kids performers, or dinner theater events, Side Splitting Productions can provide the entertainment that'll make your event the talk of the town. We specialize in making sure your event is exactly what you want it to be. Please call us at any time for a free quote at 845-986-7806. Once again, that is 845-986-7806. Or look us up on the web at sidesplittingproductions.com.
Time sure does fly when you're having a great time. Yes, it's been 5 years since the Chester Diner opened its doors in Chester, New York, and we loved every minute of it. And during that time, it's been our privilege to bring you great food and make sure you can order breakfast all day, every day, from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. We always strive to bring you some of the most innovative specials, as well as that classic diner fare that we all love. And as a family-owned business, we always make sure there are great selections for the kids, and understand that sometimes you just want to grab a quick bite on the run, so we make sure we have fast, convenient takeout. You've welcomed the Chester Diner into the community, and because of that support, we want to say thank you. This November, we are offering a free shrimp cocktail for every entree you order. That's right, free! In addition, we are raffling off a big screen TV and other fabulous prizes throughout the month of November. For 5 years, you've known the location for great food at great prices has been the Chester Diner in Chester, New York, located at 67 Brookside Avenue. And as always, you can call us at 845-469-4488. That's 845-469-4488. Or look us up on the web at thechesterdiner.com. So please come in and celebrate our 5-year anniversary with us this November, and we look forward to many more years of serving you the best food around.
Hi, this is Ed Lynch, host of the Edward Jones Daily Stock Market Update. Tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. to get the Daily Stock Market Update, along with great insights for making sense of investing, right here on WTBQ.
Hi, this is Tony Abbottini, your host of Game On, the first sports talk radio show bringing you the inside scoop on improving your game. From the big leagues to little leagues, from college recruiting to strength and speed training, tune in on Fridays at 1 o'clock for Game On.
WTBQ weather.
After a stray rain or snow shower early this evening, expect skies to clear out some overnight as lows drop down to the upper 20s by morning. Now for your day tomorrow, looks like sunny skies with highs reaching only 45 by afternoon. Friday night, mostly clear, chilly once again. And on Saturday, looks like sunshine continues, a bit milder though, highs reach 50 by afternoon. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mahalik.
WTBQ.
And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den on WTBQ 93.5 FM. If you want to call in, numbers call 845-651-1110. We got Regis Philbin calling in before his last day of live. He'll be calling in later on in the show. But I touched on this. Joe, we didn't see you last week. What have you been up to?
Well, I wasn't in. Unfortunately, my father-in-law, like I said, passed away.
I was trying to give condolences to you last week at the end of the show from everybody here at the family, Den family. And Rich hit the bumper music.
So much so, man lives 90 years. Next.
There were festive condolences.
You'll be happy at him. I was screaming at him. I'm like, really? The bumper. It's like, I can't. The news. People were hanging on the news.
It's just, you know, I feel very bad. It was a very sad thing. But there was a plant at the funeral home my wife wanted. And I'm like, what are we at the carnival? I don't want to take this thing. It's a
what does she think this is? Like a bar mitzvah? You get to take the centerpiece home?
That's what I'm saying. It's not even like a plant. It's like a bush. And I got to take this bush home. And I don't want to take
it. Was it a special bush?
Was it
the burning bush?
It wasn't the burning bush. It was just this big plant. And I go, why do we have to have this plant? It scares me. It was near a casket.
It scared you.
Because it was in a funeral home. I don't want that thing in my home.
It does have dead guy cooties. What do you think it's going to do?
I call it Danny the Death Plant.
You named it.
I named it Danny the Death Plant.
We'll see this growing on you.
Now I do have to tell, but I went to pay my respect. And I got to tell you, it was the funniest I ever heard Joe. Joe was just ripping me. He was hilarious. If you were ever going to do comedy in a funeral, I recommend you call Sidesplitting Productions and we hire Joe Curry. When it comes to death, and Joe knows death,
he was
making fun of me. He was hilarious.
But it was just like, and so, you know, some of my in-laws is... He's not wearing a watch. Why isn't he wearing a watch? We got to make sure he's got his watch on. I go, where is he going? He needs a watch.
Listen, you don't want to be late to the pearly gates.
I mean, what time?
You don't want to keep God waiting.
Well, what time is it? It's quarter to eternity. Why do you need a watch? You don't need a watch.
Do you think in hell they don't keep time?
I think you're too busy running from a pitchfork.
You don't have time to look.
In hell, you're just perpetually like 3 minutes late for like that big interview that you needed to score.
Yes, and you didn't study for the exam every time.
I just think it's probably like the Cross Bronx Expressway with flames around you. With Satan going, wah, 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 wah.
You'll be very happy we need excellent timeouts on Long Island.
You did?
Yes.
I thought that was very nice because it takes 2 hours to get out there.
It does, but it takes an eternity to build a life.
That was nice. Ooh,
that was deep.
Yeah, we won't do that crap anymore. The hell was I thinking?
No more greeting cards.
Ugh, stink.
Wow.
Forget I said that.
Yes.
I've ruined the show.
It was nice.
It's not the first time.
Nor will it be the last. But it's got my name at the top of the business card.
It does. What, do we got business cards now? I saw a text. We got business cards.
Well, I'm going to send you the format. The station's holding out to see if the show's going to stick before they give me the card. So we're creating our own. We'll see. Maybe one day. Knock on wood. If enough shows go bye-bye, maybe they'll have no choice to give me a business card. But until then, we will have our own business.
You're like the bad house guest.
Dude, we've lost the show in front of us. We're going to lose the show after. We stink. We are the grim reapers of radio.
Go away.
We know how to clear a room.
We're like the gangrene of TBQ's programming.
It's like everybody's running out there. We don't want some pretzels.
You had a nice turnout, I saw, which was good. Obviously, your father-in-law was very loved.
He was a very, very good guy. He owned a headstone company.
How convenient. Well, I bet he got a deal.
He did. Well, the mausoleum, the family's got their own mausoleum, and it was very nice. But he was very well respected.
Who books that?
Yeah. But he's very well respected in the community. He was a great father-in-law. He's a great father. I mean,
was he a military man? Because I saw a uniform.
Yes, he was.
It looked like a Cub Scout uniform, but I don't think that was the right uniform.
Actually, it was his bowling shirt. He was on a bowling team.
Oh,
that's cool.
Because I saw like a Cub Scout uniform. I'm like, that can't be the one that they're all celebrating.
No, that's the bowling shirt. He was actually a Navy CB.
Really?
World War II.
So he was a hero.
Wow.
Yes.
So everybody should definitely thank
him. He was a really, really, really good guy.
Thank Joanne's father.
Yes, Rafael.
Rafael Esposito?
Yes, that is correct.
Rafael Esposito, thank you for your service, sir. We know you're in a better place because this show doesn't get up to heaven.
Yeah.
But if you go to hell ever, which you won't, you can hear us loud and clear because we're friends with Satan.
And at night. Yeah. And
that's how you know it's hell. You get our show in AM down.
We got AM. You bet we do. Why do we call it hell?
Heaven, you get Tesh. Hell, you get us.
Yes.
And they play us loud in the waiting room.
Yeah. Absolutely. Everything else going all right? Anything else exciting?
Yeah, everything is going. Getting ready for Santa Claus season.
Yeah, we can't wait.
I hope you dry clean that Sandy suit.
Oh, yeah.
Since you were wearing it in July last.
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
You all get dry cleaned. I wash the beards. Why would anybody care about this? I don't know why.
Well, one for this head and one for the anyway.
We have more than one?
I have two. I keep a suit, an extra suit in the car. And all extras, because if something happens, if something rips or something goes, you need redundancy.
Something rips.
Wait a minute.
Joe just can't wait to take off his pants to get to Junior.
I was just going to say, what, would he have the assless Santa suit, too, and you have the one
look at Santa Sandusky.
Oh, no.
You want to help Santa get clean, little boy?
Ho, ho, ho. Come on in and we'll soap up. Merry Christmas.
Now, don't tell anyone.
Yeah. Put the candy cane right here, son.
If you're a good boy, you'll have a steady hand and won't squirm. Yeah, I did it.
He was just horsing around with the kids.
Just having some fun with the fellas.
Yeah. Having some fun, doing horsing some around in the shower.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Looks like we do after the show. We just take a big group shower.
Yeah.
Snap the towel like Jerry does with the 10-year-old's kids. You know, Jerry's kids mean something completely different now.
They're totally different now. Yeah. Oh.
So Joe was supposed to do a gig with me.
Yes.
Oh, what happened?
Joe was attending to his family's needs.
Once again, I'd like to thank my father-in-law for getting me out of this gig.
See his laugh go
once again,
for
all,
you.
All the people who saw the show also thank Joe's father-in-law for getting Joe out of this gig. The show went very well, and with Joe, not so much. Now, here's the thing. Anybody who knows it, I love traveling with Joe. We don't get to do it very much because we are very brutal. You think we're mean to each other on this show?
It is a mean, nasty trip. Pip, we are horrible to each other.
I can only imagine.
By the time you get out of the car, you feel like an 11-year-old who went to Penn State. I mean, you were just worn out.
You've just been beaten up.
Horrible to each other.
So I went with Rob Eppel and Chris Iacona. Chris replaced Joe.
Yes.
You're going to stop the show for that?
Yeah.
I just threw a little crack. You can go. You're supposed to.
You haven't seen anybody else about little cracks. It's you. Anyway, Santa Claus.
Keep reading.
I'm not reading.
Okay.
Wow, you stink. You have no sensibility for how to keep a show moving.
I do have a sensibility. It's just like when you read. It's like reading aloud in class.
But we're not reading right.
All right, then talk.
So it's like this in the car, but funnier. I might call Joe stupid, rip into him and his whole being and everything about him. But we have rules. We don't pick on appearance because that's a low blow for both of us. So
is that why I've been skating here? That's your rule? I didn't know.
Yeah, that's pretty much the rule. We figured the compound will straighten us out. No reason for us to do it.
Truly.
Lovely thing.
So I'm ripping these kids apart, and I feel kind of bad because they just don't have the abilities that Joe has. Joe will take a beating for 45 minutes, and on the 46th minute, he comes in with something good, and I got to tip my hat to him.
he unleashes the Satan within, and leaves burn marks on you.
So those guys weren't used to being abused?
Not by me.
Really?
It's a whole level of abuse. Although really? I did teach Rob how to stick up to people because they pick on his weight and everything. And
I gave him some.
So we get to the hotel. We're doing a firehouse. That's where the gig is. It's a fundraiser. We get to the hotel, and we go into the lobby, and there's cats.
What?
Not the type you used to see on Broadway. One on the desk. One on the chair, one on the couch.
Were you staying at my house this weekend?
It smelled like cat.
Oh no!
You were staying at a cat house.
Oh hey!
Oh, I should be shot for it too.
Yeah, tell the wife.
Because we walked in, there was two pussies. I'm like, what do we do with this?
Let me get this straight.
And it had to be told.
Was it a mom and pop hotel?
Mom and pop. Yeah, we're not staying at the Radisson in Old Stable Forks,
New York.
Old Stable Forks, exactly.
You ain't from around here, boy.
Well, the guy busts out. He's so happy.
Somebody came in.
You guys must be the comics. He's like really happy because nobody else is checking in. You guys, he starts, which one of the two queer comics? Because two of them were sharing the room.
What?
I pointed to the other fellas.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he said that? Oh, man.
That's what he said. I pointed to the other guy. I had my own room.
Which one?
What are you laughing at? It would have been you.
I know. That thought just went through my head.
It's good to be the headliner.
What do you want to know?
He was like a really good spirited guy.
Yeah, I could see
so he
that.
Gave the guys glow sticks, which I thought was awesome. So the two gay comics went into that room. Not that they're gay, but just on road gigs.
Situationally gay.
Situationally gay. So they went into
situationally gay.
Try it. You'll like it.
So they want us to come to this bonfire afterwards.
I bet they did.
So all right, we're thinking. We'll see how it goes. We already decided if the hotel was no good, we'd amps gray. We wouldn't stay the night. We'd come up with some excuse. My room was very nice. They had the memory foam on there. Not very nice. It was nice enough.
Each room comes with its own cat.
Do they what?
Each room comes with its own cat.
My room did not have cat. Thank you for
that. Oh.
So we do the show, and it's a gymnasium and everything, because big star.
How many people?
I don't know. They sold like 100 or so tickets. They had like 70, 60, 70. Not a lot of people. It was good.
Really good
show. They loved the show. Now, there's a woman who's staring at me. You're used to them staring at me like this.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to her and everything, and she's saying, I'm like, what's the problem? I have a hearing aid. I'm like, well, she's probably wondering why the comic's been whistling for 45 minutes. And then here comes the part where I know I'm setting up my pal Joe. I know I'm putting myself in the barrel.
I thought it was the Christmas song, actually, about 20 minutes ago.
No. I know I'm in the barrel for this.
Uh-oh.
But she goes to me in the middle of my show, which is the time when you want to do these things.
Sure.
How come you're wearing the cowboy hat?
here it goes.
Oh, here it goes.
Oh, if only you can see the look of
his face. About time. Yeah, you're in the barrel. let me tell you, go see him. He looks like a little Jewish Yosemite Sam. Running around like if Bret Michaels, he tries to dress like Bret Michaels if Bret Michaels didn't have a career, and he runs around in
Bret Michaels with a thyroid problem. Thank you.
You run around in that ghetto. What is with the cowboy hat?
I'll tell you what I told the lady. I like it.
Ugh.
At least it's not a Jersey King stupid T-shirt where I pose with a bunch of four Mo's like we just finished each other off.
Yeah, but I only wore it one show. I didn't parade it out every time I could get
it. No, you
had
a team of Mo's with you. I'm a solo Mo.
Have you ever seen this getup he's got?
Wait, I still want to know. I have it, but I still am wondering what a solo Mo is. Exactly how do you know that you're a Mo if you're solo?
When you stare at your tush in the mirror and go, I'd hit that.
Okay, thank you. I have not seen the Bret Michaels with a thyroid problem outfit.
I like it, and I have great cowboy boots that I wear. It's more rocker.
Are those the ones you wore? Are those the ones that you wore to the funeral?
No, those were shoes.
Those were shoes?
I was wearing shoes.
You had to see what he said. He should have been.
My shoes are very nice.
He should have been in a lily pad strumming a ukulele with them shoes.
I will tell the radio listening audience what I told Joe. A well-dressed, attractive black man like those shoes. I will take that over you, given your opinion. Exactly. That's street cred.
Yeah, he liked them back in 1977. Those things were so old.
You know what?
Who wore them? Shaft? I mean, where did you get them?
You know what? If so, that'd be still pretty cool.
Yeah. Wait,
because they have that. They have that worn. What's that? When you have that worn
old?
Look?
It's called old.
Like your act, right?
The worn what?
Really? You want to talk about old? You're gonna do a Leave It to Beaver reference? Is that what you do? Or maybe you're gonna update. To a gentle Ben. Really? I'll fight out of this barrel. You don't want to piss me off, mister. And if you jump in, Pip, I'll take you down, too. I told you, Joe, I put myself in the barrel, and now I am out, so we will move on
with this. You're still clawing.
There are other things to talk about.
You're still clawing.
Clawing? I didn't know there was an R in it, dummy.
So I think
kind of like our space program from NASA.
I think you should thank David for that early Christmas present. I'm telling you about the house.
Listen, Joe's had a rough week. I'll help him out if I have to. God knows he's not going to come up with his own stuff. All right. So this was not my only issue.
Okay.
There was a group of mentally challenged people.
Not again.
Again. Not the usual drunks. I mean mentally challenged people.
I know.
And they're yelling stuff at me. And one goes, oh, I have a girlfriend. And I pointed to the woman with the hearing. You go, yeah, she's right there. Now, here's the thing. They're interrupting things. I will make fun of Joe Curry because he's almost mentally competent. I will make fun of I have a line. So I tell the people with my sinister smile, I go, you have no idea the internal struggle I'm going with right now. Because you don't want to rip apart the mental.
They will turn on you. If you're folks, if there's a comic, you can't do that. He's in a bad position. They will turn on you
The good thing was,
yes.
I've had it before where they're just like, they're not saying it. They're just like making random noises, only me and like the first people in the row. Can hear it.
Yeah.
Fortunately, these were loud, mentally handicapped people.
Oh, great.
So they were shouting and everything. And it's like, you want to look over, you don't want to be a jackass, and you acknowledge it sometimes, but you really can't get in a tete-a-tete with the, mentally handicapped.
Was there anybody there that brought them there that could maybe...
Well, they're not driving on their own, Joe. Somebody was a chaperone.
Well, who drove the little bus there with them?
I don't know if there was a little bus. I don't know if Old Stable Forks could afford a little bus.
Old Stable Forks.
Actually, they were led away. But, listen, I get...
They were led away. Well, people are removed from a club, they're led away.
Listen, you know what? If it makes their life a little better, because I've done a lot of shows, honestly, where the mentally handicapped are there. I used to come to Catch a Rising Star all the time. Mm-hmm. If it makes their life better, you know, whatever. I'm not gonna.
It's like a nice outing.
I'm sorry. This is very inside, but did they try to eat the koi fish in the pond?
Oh no! Are you kidding me?
You know, like a bear and I'm like, rawr! Get out of here! $1,000 of fish.
Well, you know, the mentally handicapped have some freakish skills, so they could probably catch it with their bare hands, like you and I wouldn't be able to. It's like one of the gifts. You lose a little bit off the top, but boom, you have that strength and everything.
Sort of like a little Rain Man action.
That's very inside, but it makes me laugh.
We're counting cards.
We want to go to the bonfire, and then one of the girls lured me. It's like, I don't have money now, but I'm going to go to the bonfire, and I'm going to buy a DVD. That's all I needed to hear. That's like porn to me.
Oh, yeah. Where's this bonfire?
Back at the hotel.
I hope they're burning the hotel.
No. But here's the thing. So we go back, and there's a stiff breeze blowing, and we see the flames going, and it's unattended. We go, this is not a good idea.
No.
So the boys want to leave. Rob and Chris want to leave because their room smells like cat.
Usually they like that.
I was in there for a couple of minutes. I did not smell the cat. They're like, you got to hang around for a while for it to smell like a cat. Rob Apple told me he actually pooped to try to get rid of the cat smell.
He tried to cover it with his own smell, like dogs peeing on a tree to cover up the other dog's smell.
He tried to put, Chris Iacono is just trapped in this swirling film of yuck.
There's this green cloud of just like fur.
This is what you missed, Joe.
I had to do family stuff, but as a performer, I'm like, man, I really wish I could be at the show. I haven't really canceled the show ever. It's the first time I really canceled the show, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Yep. it was a fun gig. The fellas, so we drove through the night and everything. So that was exhausting.
Oh yeah.
Well, what it was six up, six down, right?
No, not from my house. From my house was like 3 hours, 45 minutes.
All right. Well,
Rob did a great job all around. Did a great job driving. So I called Pip on my car. My car dies. A good thing we didn't take it on Sunday. Mm. So I called Pip, and you were getting ready to go to a concert.
I was.
Who'd you say?
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't come out, and that's what kind of friend I am, because I had Foo Fighters tickets, and there was no way.
No. How good were the Foo Fighters?
They were so great. And Social Distortion opened for them. And yeah, and my husband didn't know that they were the opening act, so I texted him, and I'm like, his band, the Ramones, often plays gigs with a cover band for Social Distortion.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know what? This is terrible. I could never remember the name of their band. It's ASOM, and it's a song title. Anyway.
Great plug.
I know. This poor guy.
You should talk to Joe. He'll tell you how to do it properly.
Thank you. I need some learning. But,
I need some learning.
They were so great. Who doesn't love Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl rules. End of story, period.
He does. Thank you. Exclamation mark. Underline. He is. He's like the coolest guy in rock and roll because he's just like one of the people. He understands what people go to rock shows for, and he doesn't give you, we're only going to play our new songs and nothing that you people like. BS. No, he plays what he knows people like. And he even said in an interview, those are his favorite songs to play because he goes, there's nothing like standing up there and you're singing the song that everybody loves and they're all singing it back at you. And it's like, and he's just like, you know, talking to, he was doing the shtick with.
The shtick.
Yeah, he was.
He's working the crowd. Anybody celebrating anything?
Gigs, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Who here likes Santa Claus?
No, he's a funny dude. He goes out to the end.
Glad somebody is.
He did a song just for Section 103 because they were the poor ones in the nosebleed seats.
Well, I think here's the important question. We've talked about concerts before at the show. The important question is, did you buy the T-shirt from the Dominican in the parking lot?
No. I bought the official T-shirt.
Traitor.
I know. But I thought about
one percenter.
Man.
I went all out. I bought myself a Social D T-shirt and a Foo Fighters, and I got my husband a Social D shirt.
Nice.
So I just like.
So there went $250.
No, they were $25 each. Could you believe it?
$25 for
T-shirts. Yeah, for T-shirts at a concert with a big name too.
Really?
I couldn't believe it.
Joe has a Def Leppard fleece that he walks around in.
Did I tell that story?
You did. No. We're not going to do it now.
Okay.
Joe was getting a little drizzly.
And it was
chilly. So, you know, Joe Elliott needed some money. How much was it, Joe?
It was $50.
Oh. Higher. I think it was higher.
Yeah, more than that.
Maybe $60.
You know who got fleeced?
Yeah.
Joe Curry.
Yeah, he did. He got fleeced for his fleece.
I bet that.
He didn't even like the concert.
But wait, I got to tell you about the show that I went to before that on that same weekend. There's an independent record label called Norton Records. They had this big show as their 20th anniversary or 20th year of being in business. And so they had a lot of their acts, and it was a really great program, really great, except they had this band on that's called like the Southside Surfers or something, and the band is literally a crazy guy that looks like what Steven Tyler's going to age to be.
What do you mean age to be? He's going to be dead in 5 years.
No. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
No, I know, but this is like what his grandfather looked like. That's the lead singer, if that gives you any indication. Then there's a really bad sax and horn player who does this little dance while he's playing off key.
Are they looking for a keyboardist? Joe's looking for a band.
And it's on Norton Record. Norton! Hey, Ruffy boy, look at his band. I got the boo boo. Norton, they're crazy.
Did you just do a boo boo boy?
You did boo boo.
Boo boo?
No, I did.
You slipped into boo boo.
You did. You slipped into Yogi.
Hey, Ruffy boy.
He's doing Yogi Records. That's another show.
All right. So this band stinks.
Oh, they were terrible. But the thing that drove me absolutely crazy. Oh, I didn't tell you the bass player was a very short, obviously mentally challenged person.
I was wearing my cowboy hat that night. I thought I was very good.
I gotta see
you know
these
what?
Guys.
You stunk on ice. They were terrible. But the audience was so into them. They were like all on their side. They're like, they're singing lollipop, lollipop, oh, lolly, lollipop. This is their
What's the name of the band?
I think they're called the Southside Surfers. They are terrible.
I gotta see these guys.
But they let them play the same length of set as the other bands that were really good. They were killing me. After 3 songs, I wanted to slit my wrist. It was out of control.
Kind of like 3 minutes of a Joe Curry act.
Really?
I'll fight out of that barrel all night long. I don't care.
Stay in there. Stay your phone with your mail.
But there was another band that was playing.
How many bands are you going to tell us about?
No,
I want to hear about the band. Shut up.
We only have a 2-hour show.
I know, but there's one other thing. So we got to see the another band that's playing is called Untamed Youth, but now they look more like Untamed Middle-Agers. it's been a while since they were big.
They're Untamed.
The guitarist is, I mean, they're really a great band. The guitarist is awesome. We're right up against the stage. I didn't know that they
Southside Surfers?
The Southside Surfers.
Yeah, nobody ever heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Google's like, go screw yourself.
I think it's Southside
Surfers. Try McClinton. Put McClinton up there.
No. Nobody cares about McClinton.
Everybody does, yeah.
So part of Untamed Youth's act is that, and this was kind of cool, the bass player, his name is Mace, and he's a wild man.
Mace.
He cracks open a beer, he sticks it between his feet, then he rocks back on his back and holds the beer can with his feet directly over his mouth and drinks the beer. Like, while it's flying in the air at him. La, 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 la.
Really? You got abused by stupid human tricks, did you?
I did.
This sounds cool. Shut up.
It was pretty. Was really cool. Then he cracks another one, gets it all over the audience. Now, the girl next.
Gets it all over. Who is he? The Gallagher of band?
He was. It was. It was like, you know, if I knew that I was going to have to wear, like, a drop cloth for this show, I definitely would have.
You mean what you usually wear?
Yeah, I know. My usual.
Your schmata.
My ensemble by Morsan. But, the thing is, I'm standing right underneath the guitarist. I didn't know what was coming next. I should have guessed from watching the stuff that this guy Mace was up to. This guy cracks open a beer. He leans backwards over the stage into the audience, and he puts the beer can in his mouth and just starts glugging it while he's playing guitar, which I thought was really cool. This is like, you know, very demented, alcoholic, Jimi Hendrix kind of stuff. So he's drinking.
My own heart.
He's drinking and glugging. But then, so I was afraid I'm going to get beer all over me. Yeah, boy howdy. It drops out of his mouth. I feel something bang on my shoulder. I am covered in beer, and even worse, the majority of it, I look down. My coat is soaked in beer.
Rock!
Absolutely
Rock!
Soaked. This is the thing I have to wear home. No,
officer,
I wasn't drinking at this show.
Rock, nice.
How much was dry cleaning for all this? I think that's the important issue.
I saw him afterwards.
It was a rock show, whatever.
I told him afterwards.
Show me a 90, rock on.
I saw him afterwards at the bar, and I told him he owes me a dry cleaning bill, and he's like, get away from me.
Yeah.
Get away from me, lady. But this fan bought him an orange juice. I'm using air quotes, which nobody can see on the radio, because it was more like some kind of smoothie or something, and he hands it through the crowd to the guitarist. While he's doing that, he passes over my head, blurp, But he just drops this whole blurp of this orange juice stuff
you got
in my hair.
You got more fluids on you than a Bukkake video.
I did.
Maybe you would have moved.
There it was. I wanted to get a ring. He had a ring. He hadn't said anything.
He was ready. He was ready.
That was just for Frank.
Craig's dying. So I'm just covered in stuff. And then the guy goes, hey, that drink's for you. And he goes, no, that's okay. The girl standing next to me goes, all that for nothing? I'm like, I know, I'm covered in fluids. It was a regular Saturday night for me, but it's unbelievable.
That's how I get my comedy gigs. Hey, Walt, if you're listening, I'm ready to play ball.
So I just wanted to tell you about my interesting experiences. Thank you.
I went on Sunday night. It's almost 7 o'clock. We should do the ID so we can be professionals, right, Frank?
Yeah.
Please do the ID. Please do the ID.
That made me really happy.
No, we don't need that, Frank. No, we're not going to break. We're going to break.
After a stray rain or snow shower early this evening, expect skies to clear out some over